y'all. It is going to be juicy, and I'm going to be telling y'all all my business. 'Cause you're so strong. I want to be so strong. I want to be just like you. What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of my new podcast called Becoming Brittany. I hope everybody's feeling real good today, you know. I'm super excited that we are kicking off this podcast, and your girl is being consistent, okay? If this is your very first time listening to me on my podcast, a very special welcome to you. You may be asking, what is this podcast about? I'm so glad you asked. I've been on this journey of becoming, and I am inviting you to do the same and to be a part of this journey. So on this podcast, we talk about everything. We talk about life. We talk about leadership. We talk about relationships. I just want to really come alongside you to share with you some of the knowledge and the wisdom that I've been learning on my journey to help you on your journey. Okay. So today I am super excited about our topic, y'all. It is going to be juicy, and I'm going to be telling y'all all my business. Now, I don't want you judging me, because if you've been rocking with me these last few new episodes, y'all know that this is a place of transparency where we're going to be raw, where we're going to be real, so that in hopes that it can help you on your journey as well. Okay. So the topic, y'all ready? The topic of our episode today is stop sexting, please. That's right. You heard it here live. Stop sexting, please. I know y'all like, oh, Brittany, what is this going to be about? Well, girl, bro, let me tell you. So if you've been following me for a while, particularly on my first few episodes of my podcast, I've been just telling y'all about the things I've been struggled with. I think I told you all before how I have been a tremendously gifted person. I have been pretty successful by the grace of God and the things that I've been able to do. There are a lot of things in my life that I do well. I mean, knock it out the park and I kill it in, right? But one of the things that I have not done well, that I have been struggling with for a long time, is relationships with the opposite sex. I need to put some sound effects right there. That's right. Y'all, I have over the last 15, 20 years of my life. No, seriously. It's been a place of great frustration for me. For a long time, I could not figure out why I was a good person, why I loved people, why I did so well at work. But when it came to me trying to build a relationship and have a healthy relationship with people that I dated, why I struggled and failed and would fail brutally, okay? So in the past, I've talked a little bit about my journey with counseling and how that's helped me. And I'm going to do an episode on that. If you've been thinking about going to therapy or counseling and just what my journey has been with that, and in order to help you, because it has literally changed my life. But on the other side of that journey of me walking through therapy and walking through healing, there are some things that I have learned with doing relationships and approaching relationships. Things for a long time, y'all, that I've done wrong. And I was so busy pointing the finger at everybody else, saying it was their fault. It was them. It's only till I started to look at myself, realizing that there were some things I needed to work in within me so that the desire I have to have a healthy relationship with someone one day could actually manifest itself. So that's the first thing I want to encourage you to do, okay? It's to stop sexting. No, I'm joking. No, for real though. For real. These situationships, these things out here that we be settling for, y'all. This confusion, this I don't know what we are, all that type of thing. I had to make a decision that I was not living like that anymore, because I was worthy of better. But not only was I worthy of better, but I had to start to put in the work so that I could receive, not only be better, but receive better. I hear a lot of sisters out there talking about, well, my worth this, my worth that, my standard this, my standard that. But until you're willing to put in the work, come on, sis, because it's your worth and it's you willing to put in the work yourself. So I'm going to get into this, because these are some things I wish somebody would have told me when I was younger, Or maybe they did and I wasn't listening. I don't think they did, but let's get into it. All right. So this is the thing you want to do. If you've been like me and you've been struggling in this area, because you can be struggling with relationships and you can be in a relationship. Now, I ain't trying to call y'all out, but you can literally, so this is not just for people who may be single right now. You may be in a relationship. You may not be looking for a relationship, but I think these are some principles and some tools that we can use for every relationship in our life. Particularly today, I'm talking about, you know, with the opposite sex or intimate relationships with attraction. However, you can apply these things with whatever. Okay, so this is number one. This is the mistake I made. I wanted someone else to know me when I didn't know me. I'm going to let that marinate for y'all. I was so busy putting so much effort and energy into someone else getting to know a person that I did not even know. For a long time, y'all, I went from relationship to relationship. I did not even know who I was outside of what I was trying to be for somebody else. So the first thing I want to encourage you to do that I did not do well initially is to get to know you. Point number one, if you're taking notes, I want you to take some time to get to know you. These are some of the questions I want you to be able to answer about yourself. Okay. What do you like? And you may be saying, well, Brittany, what do you mean? What do you like? I just want you to make a list of these things. What are some things that you like and enjoy? What do you like and enjoy in life? What do you like to do? What do you like? Where do you like to go? What do you not like, right? How do you enjoy being, how do you receive love? How do you, what's your communication style? How do you respond when you're upset? What are things that upset you? What are your pet peeves? Why? Those are types of questions, you all, that I had not taken the time to even answer for myself. But I was jumping in relationship after relationship, i.e. bed after bed, i.e. text message after text message, i.e. semi-date after semi-date, trying to get someone else to get to know a person that I had not taken the time to get to know. So I'll never forget when my engagement failed. Because you got to follow my story. So, you know, I was engaged. When my engagement failed, I really felt like that was a time where I was supposed to be by myself. Let me help you. Some of us don't know ourselves because we're too afraid to get by ourselves. We like to keep ourselves occupied by work, by other people, by making sure they're taken care of, that we don't sit aside the time long enough to sit with ourselves, to get to know ourselves so that we can show up as our best selves in our relationships. So that's the first thing I want to encourage you to do, is to take some time to get to know yourself. I want you to approach your relationship with yourself the same way you would approach your relationship with getting to know someone else. You know how you be when you getting to know somebody. You asking them questions. You're spending time with them. I want to encourage you to do the same with yourself. Take yourself on a date. Now, the first time I did this, y'all, it felt real uncomfortable. I think I told y'all before, I took myself to Cracker Barrel, right? And I felt so uncomfortable. I used to never go anywhere by myself. Now I'm able to take trips by myself. But it took some time for me to get to know myself, to learn how to enjoy my own company, to be able to embrace the things that I love about myself. But get this, I've also had to learn how to embrace my weaknesses, embrace the parts of my story that I'm still healing in and still working in. And that has helped me to be able to show up in my relationships better, okay? Another thing I've had to do, and I've had to humble myself, and a thing I want to encourage you to do is I've had to learn how to communicate. And this is really something that I'm still working on, because I communicate for a living. Like, I think that communication is one of my strongest points. But one thing that I realized that I struggled in relationships, particularly with the opposite sex, is I didn't know how to communicate my emotions. So I would do things like the silent treatment. I would do things like wanting someone else to read my mind instead of me being, because communication is twofold. You have to know how to communicate, but you also have to be emotionally aware, because once you're emotionally aware, your communication skills are the vehicle so that you can be able to express yourself, express where you are, and express what you need and what you desire. Now, I'm going to have to probably do a part two, part three on this, y'all, because I can really take time to unpack all of that. When I started going to therapy, it opened up a whole new world from emotions. I did not grow up knowing about emotions. All I knew was crying. You get up, you don't feel good, you take a nap, you wake up, you keep going. I didn't even realize that as human beings, we have emotions. And those emotions have been a gift to us to give us insight to where we are and what we need. So I literally had to learn. Again, getting to know yourself is you starting to learn yourself. It's starting to, you starting to pay attention to your past things and how you've responded to that and your triggers and all of those different things. And so it wasn't until I went to therapy, y'all, is I started to realize I had emotions and I had emotional needs, and to learn what those things were. So then I came into a space with a relationship. I knew how to communicate those things, and I wasn't putting that expectation on someone else when that was my responsibility. Okay. And so that has been a game changer for me, because most of the time when I want to shut down, it's because there is an emotional need or a relational need that has gone unmet. But it's not for bae or my friend or whoever I'm in relationship to try to figure out what's wrong with me. I have to be mature responsibly to be able to come to that space in right timing, because how many of you know timing is everything, right? And be able to communicate with them where I am emotionally and what my need is emotionally. Let me give you a quick example of that, and then we're going to go ahead and wrap this up on this episode. But say I need attention. That is a real attention and affection are actual human needs, okay? If you did not already know that, because some of us are like, well, I'm not trying to be too this or too that. But anyway, that's any need. So there are oftentimes, because of the work that I do, I pour out so often, y'all. I'm always giving, always helping other people, always on the go. And so every once in a while, sometimes I feel like, okay, Brittany, are you seen? Are you cared for? You know, that type of thing. And so I'm realizing that one of those things that I need is attention. So instead of, especially if you're dating or with someone that's equally as busy as you are, instead of you putting it on them to read your mind, how about you coming to them, you first being self-aware within yourself and saying, hey, I need some attention. Like, I need some affection. And instead of us, because the old me was shut down, they ain't called me, they ain't text me, they ain't got time for me, rejection, all that type of stuff. But now I'm like, no, I'm mature, I'm growing, and I understand that a closed mouth won't get fed. And so if there's something that I need to be mature enough within myself to come to the place to identify that and then create a space so that that can be received to communicate that and then give that person time. Huh? Give that person time to be able to meet that need for me the same way I have to do that for that individual. Y'all, this has revolutionized the way I do relationships. Now, I'm not saying it is super easy, because it's a whole new way of me having to think and operate and take ownership for my behavior, right? And not put that on someone else. But it is completely changing the way I do relationships. And so I want to encourage you to do that. I want you to start using your words. I want you to start getting resources. We get resources about everything else, right? To identify what's going on the inside of me, where I am, so then I can properly arm the people in my life so that they know how to show up for me. Because how many of you know, if you didn't know, let me tell you, that you are called to be in mutual beneficial relationships. That means that you are worthy of being in a relationship the way you give. You know how you are set up. You are deserving, and God has set it up in such a way that He also wants you to be able to receive in the relationships that you're in. But if you're anything like me, that's been a really hard thing to do, because most of the time I've attached my identity to what I give to other people. I attach my worth to how I can show up for others, not realizing that I was living in deficit because I wasn't creating a space and growing to the place so that people can love me and show up for me the way I do for them. All right. So I hope this episode has helped you. I think I'm going to do a part two of this, because we got to get into the juiciness, like how we're looking for intimacy and all those type of things. I want to dive into that. Okay. So we'll dive into that. We'll do a part two of Stop Sexting, Please. But I really want to, I hope y'all hear my heart. I really want to give you some tools, some things that has taken me a lot of heartache, a lot of tears, a lot of years of getting it wrong to now start to get it right. And those have been some things that's really, really, really helped me. And I'm already seeing the benefit of it in my relationships. You know how you'll go and you'll talk to a person and stop talking to a person, talk to a person. We ain't got time for that, y'all. We we really ain't got time for that. But it's going to require us to look at ourselves, to begin to grow and to begin to mature so that our relationships in our life can reflect the quality of the people that we are. Do y'all believe that? I believe that our relationships are getting ready to go to the next level. I truly believe that. I believe that if you don't already have those relationships in your life, as you're doing the work on yourself, though, you're going to start to attract those relationships in your life. And when God sends those relationships in your life, you're going to know how to steward them and receive them and thrive because of them. All right. So again, y'all, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Becoming the Becoming Brittany podcast. Y'all, this is actually a whole thing. Like, I am so excited and I'm so grateful to have you on this journey with me. If you have a question or a topic or something that you want me to tackle on this podcast, be sure to email me at podcast@brittanymorton.com and I'll be sure to include that on a future episode. All right. I love you guys and can't wait to our next episode. Talk to you soon.